Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you here today, and we're glad that you're with us as we've gathered to worship in the name of the Lord today. And a little bit later on, I'm going to be asking the question, what essentials do we need in our backpacks? And so we'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. But we are glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome those that may later this week listen online. And so as we begin, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin this morning. God calls us to seek justice. God calls us to seek kindness. God calls us to walk humbly with God. Called, blessed, and inspired, let us worship together. Let's join that and do that this morning. You can turn in your hymn books if you'd like, 638, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. In my heart, there rings a melody. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love. Endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony, when the chords of heaven ring. In my heart a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody. Sing that chorus again. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of wisdom, here we find shelter in the strength of your promises. Here we find welcome in your tender care. Thankful for your presence with us, we offer our praise to you, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to flip it in the bulletin, and we're going to do our back-to-school blessing first as we begin. And so I'm going to ask if our kids will come up this morning,
We got about 5 of them or so this morning. Come on down. That's all right. We'll talk a minute. Since you guys are ready, aren't you? I know. We miss seeing you. Yes, it is good to see you guys this morning. Good to see you guys. Okay. I got a backpack this morning. And what's it look like? It's on there.
There's a poop emoji.
Yes, it is. Could you hear what he said? Yes.
It's.
Oh, okay. We're not supposed to repeat it. Okay. Yes, I saw that. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, somebody bought it. This is not mine, by the way. Yes. Wait a minute. Others, and it's walking humbly with God. In other words, we acknowledge that God is important in our lives. And then we treat others kindly and fairly. Because it's not fair, is it, if somebody accuses us of something we didn't do, is it? Yeah, that's we could get in trouble for it. And maybe we never even did it. And so fairness is important. And God says that we're to take those three things with us. Treat each other fairly. Devote ourselves to being kind. And walk humbly with God. And that's what we're to take with us. In all of life. And even at school. And that sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what God wants us to do. And it's simple, isn't it? And sometimes it's hard, though, to be kind to somebody that's being mean to us, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we still have to try. Say, God, you gotta help me. That kid at school just picks on me all the time. Because it's not fun to be picked on, is it?
No,
it's not.
Nope.
There you go, yes. All right. You guys are on downstairs, I believe. Oh, wait a minute. Nope, you're not yet. We've got to keep you here for a minute. And so you guys can stand up, and you can stay up here. And we want to invite, even though they don't always like me to do this, but we're going to invite our teachers and staff and workers or anybody that's connected with the schools. If you will come on down for a minute, and some of our other kids, high schoolers, teenagers, whoever you may be,
and I'm going to pray a special prayer over you in just a moment, but I'm going to have everybody, before we do that, to face the PowerPoint, and we're going to kind of join together. I hope everybody can read it. I couldn't blow the wording up bigger to get it all on there, although I could have put it on two slides, but I'm going to invite everybody, the entire congregation, and we're going to join together and pray this special prayer for all of our kids and staff and teachers and college kids and all of those that are going to be heading back. So if you will join with me, it's in a responsive reading. So you will respond with what's underlined and in italics there. Okay, let's begin. Dear Lord, as students begin a new school year,
we pray that you will keep them in your care.
Open their minds to all that is true and beautiful and good. Help them to grow in knowledge and wisdom.
Help them to treat others with fairness and kindness.
Give teachers understanding and strength as they work.
Guide and guard each one and keep them from all harm.
Enfold each person with your peace and protection.
Hold them in the palm of your hand and bring them home safely.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. Now I want to pray a special prayer over each one of you today. Lord, all that are here and some of our teenagers and young people that couldn't come today, God, we just ask that your blessing will be over them, that you'll keep them safe and protect them, and that you'll give them a great year at school. Sometimes when the subjects are hard, help them to keep at it and not give up and to learn and get it down. And Lord, watch over all the teachers and staff and the administration and all of them, where all of our kids are represented through the three schools that I can think of. And then Lord, today we also think about our young people. Some have already headed back. Some are going to be going in the next week or so to college, Lord. Watch over them, keep them safe, and give them a great year. All of them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Jim, you can go on down with Miss Rhea, and we'll let the rest of everybody can sit there. And as the kids are going out, we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And I know I have a couple of them that have already been shared with me before the service began this morning. But we want to take some time this morning to pray for those needs. So somebody this morning, joy or concern you might have. Yes.
We have been praying for 3-year-old Zoe for leukemia.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Somebody else. Yes. Unspoken this morning. You know, the Lord knows that. Someone else this morning. Yes. Yeah. She's asking for prayers for Esther. I want to continue lifting her up and praying for healing for her. Somebody else this morning. Yes.
Yeah, I'm in the prayer group. I was talking about LA yesterday, and she enjoyed what she did go to Niagara Falls, but that's where she got the kidney stone. It still hasn't passed, and they aren't going to blast it until September 13th. And then also, Shana Wilkins will be coming back the 21st for
Yes. Yes, that's a blessing, yeah. And speaking of that, our kids, I tell you what, all of our kids did really well at the fair this year. Some of them did really good in class with their animals. There was a few of them, like Jamie had grand champion lamb, market lamb, and the next day she had reserve champion born and raised lamb. Jamie did good with her goats too, I believe. And there was, Tyler had grand champion turkey and grand champion pen of two chickens, I believe, wasn't it? I got that right? Yeah, so. And then all the kids did really well in their showmanship classes, and I'm sure some of our adults, I didn't get into some of the other buildings because I was only out there 2 days this year, but I'm sure some of our adults did well because they sometimes put photography things or did you guys decorate the Christmas trees again this year? Oh, okay. And but yeah, there's some of our adults do some of the things. And I think Beth's kids did pretty good with, did pretty good with their sewing outfits, didn't they? Did they do, they didn't do that this year? Okay, yeah. I had thought that she had said something, but I may have been mistaken on that. But yeah, the kids just did wonderful, and we were so proud of them, and some of them showing for the first time this year, and yeah, so somebody else. Joy or concerns? Yeah.
Roger Burke, Oren has really set in on him now, and he's in room 21 on the tester. If anybody wants to stop up, and you'll catch him asleep. He's always asleep,
What did you say is caught up with him?
Oren.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's just having all the time with that.
And that's hard. That is hard, yes, and I've seen that, but yes. So we want to remember Roger. Anybody else this morning? Several of those, yeah.
The Overhalser family, my first cousin, his adult son took his life this week.
So we want to remember the Overhalser family, I think.
Jim Maitland family.
Yes. We want to remember the Maitland family. Some of you may not know. I got a call yesterday from Jim that that Kay had passed away at like 6:30 or 6:20 in the morning. And we knew it was coming. I was out there and saw her just a day or two before the fair started. And yes, and we will know more. He is meeting with them, probably any time now. the funeral home and will know. I'm assuming it's going to be something simple. They didn't have a very big family. And we'll let you know more about that, or you may want to check online, or if you still get one of the papers about that. And anybody else this morning?
Proceedings, and they are getting ready for the adoption conference.
Okay, good. So we're thankful for that. And she works with CASA and deals with situations that are not always a very good situation. Yeah. And anybody else then this morning? Anybody else? Asking for prayers for Greg Baker. He is in the hospital at OSU. Linda had texted Rhea. He's been having dizzy spells and some other things, and they called in a neurologist. They're not sure what's going on or what's happening there, trying to figure it all out. So we appreciate your prayers for Greg this morning. And then the Ray family, with the loss of the loved one, must be a friend of Rhea's, and I wasn't familiar with them. So anybody else then before we go to prayer? All right, so we have several names there, and so we're going to give you a chance to pray quietly in your seats as she plays, and you can pray for any of these names that maybe comes back to your mind, or maybe something on your heart today that you're concerned about, and then I'll come and close us out in prayer then. As we pause today, we're grateful that we can gather together in your name and you are here with us, for that is your promise to us. And we're grateful and thankful. In whatever we're facing in life, you are the one that watches over us and cares for us. As Jesus taught us, that you see every sparrow that falls, that you are concerned with the lilies of the field. And God, you care so much for us, and how much more do you care for us? And Lord, we think about those that have been mentioned today and that they're facing in their life right now. Lord, we lift up little Zoe, God. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your peace and your love to surround her and that family, Lord, today. We lift up Esther to you and ask for your continued healing and strength, and help her to be able to do the exercises and the therapy and all that she needs to do to help get strength back in her arms and in her vocal cords and her mouth and everything there. Lord, we lift up Ellie to you, God. We just ask for your touch and strength with her, Lord, as she is waiting to have these kidney stones dealt with. And we ask that you would be with her. We pray for Shauna as she's going to be traveling back from out west and give her a safe trip. We pray for Roger, Lord, that you would just encourage his heart and be with him today. And Lord, we lift up Greg to you today. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch for him today, that you'll give the doctors and the specialists wisdom and guidance as they're trying to figure out what's happening. And we pray that you'll be with him and Linda there over at Columbus. Lord, we lift up the Overholser family today. We lift up the Maitland family today and the Ray family today. God, we just pray for your comfort, for your grace, for your peace to be with each of them, and especially for Jim today, Lord, and that you will just surround him with your love, Lord, as he's making these decisions today, and that you'll guide him. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for hearing us today. Thank you for all of your blessings. We continue to pray for those on our monthly list, Lord. So many of them that are battling serious illness and cancer and treatments and different things, that you will just extend your love and your healing touch and grace and faith to be with them today. And we're so thankful for that, and that you'll be with them. We think about some of our shut-ins, Lord, that you will just grace them and be with them as they cannot get around like they used to. And we just ask that you'd watch over them. And thank you, Lord, for your love in our lives. Lord, I especially pray for maybe someone that's come in today, and maybe they were facing a need in their life or something that's been weighing them down or burdening them. We just thank you, Jesus, that you told us to just trade our heavy burdens, for your burden is light and your yoke is easy. And we just ask that you would do that now today, as we give whatever cares and concerns and anxieties that we have unto you today, Lord, and that you will meet us where we are. And we give you thanks for that. And Lord, just continue to watch over us and keep us safe this week, as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for taking time to pray with us this morning. It makes a real difference in people's lives, as sometimes we hear the joys that are shared. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And we want to say thank you to all of you that are so faithful. It continues the work of the ministry here. And we're able to gather and worship, but also to extend out through our missions programs and other activities. And so as you give today and our ushers come, God bless you today. Let's join together for our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin. Father of light, all good gifts come from you. Use our offering to birth a new world where needs are met and your glory covers the earth. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture readings are coming from two passages today. One of them is an off reading from Micah chapter 6, and we're going to be reading verses 6 through 8. And then our epistle reading today comes from Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to be reading a shortened version of that, verses 15 through 17, which is one of our lectionary readings for today. So let's begin there, Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. What offering should I bring when I bow down to worship the Lord God Most High? Should I try to please him by sacrificing calves, a year old? Will thousands of sheep or rivers of olive oil make God satisfied with me? Should I sacrifice to the Lord my firstborn child as payment for my terrible sins? The Lord God has told us what is good and what God demands. See that justice is done. Let mercy be your first concern and humbly walk with God. And then our Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. So be careful, very careful how you live. Do not live like those who are not wise, but live wisely. Use every chance you have for doing good, because there are evil times. These are evil times. So do not be foolish, but learn what the Lord wants you to do. And that is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I usually like to start with something kind of funny. There was a man who was informed by his doctor that he had rabies. The doctor also had to inform the man that he had waited so long to go to the doctor, nothing could be done about his condition. The man looked devastated, but before the doctor can console him, she called out of the room for an emergency. As soon as she could return, she did. As she opened the door, the doctor saw the notice the patient was writing something on a piece of paper. Hesitantly, the doctor asked, "Is this your will that you're writing?" "No," the man replied. "I'm making a list of people I'm going to bite." Well, I hope that's not how we are. And I want to talk to you this morning about three essentials for our backpacks. Well, as I was sharing with the young people, our young people are going to be heading back to school this week and college in a few weeks. And like I was talking to the kids, they usually carry a backpack filled with various items. And the question that I asked earlier, what essentials are we going to take with us in our backpacks? I'm asking that question, what essentials do those young people take with them? Now, I thought I was going to get more answers from them. I didn't know they went to school and got their backpacks filled. I don't know, is that something new? I think people still go to Walmart and buy the crayons and everything. We know. We've been there. Pencils, pens, paper, books, snacks, headphones, water bottles. Laptops, as I was sharing with the kids when they're off to college or for some high schoolers. In other words, they take with them what is essential for success. Now, Micah and the Apostle Paul remind us to be careful how we live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity that we have for good in these evil times. It reminds me, and I don't know if you ever saw that movie with Robin Williams, that he kept talking to his students about that Latin phrase, carpe diem, seize the day. In other words, what really means make the most of our lives with the time that we have. And so I ask that question, what essentials does God require of us? And I don't mean Christians, because in the Hebrew there, it uses the word Adam, which means human. It can either mean Adam or it can mean human beings. And I think Mike is saying that this is something not just for Israel or Judah, but for all of us as we live in our world today. And so what essentials does God require that we carry? Or let's say it this way. What good does God expect of us this morning? And I think the answers are fairly simple, as I shared with the kids, and they're going to be pretty much the same way. We're going to talk a little bit about those. First of all, treat others fairly. Here's the words I think of: equity, care, concern. Now, most of us think of justice as bad people getting what they deserve. But in Scripture, justice is about treating others fairly. Now, that can include in the court systems, that people get a fair trial and so forth. And also how leaders and rulers of nations and countries and so forth treat people fairly throughout the kingdom or their land or their country or whatever you want to say. But in Scripture, justice is treating others fairly, listen to this, by making right decisions and acting accordingly. So there's a responsibility that kind of comes on all of us that through the decisions that we make in life and how we treat one another, that way we can treat people fairly, no matter who they are. Especially, and this gets emphasized all throughout Scripture, and Jesus does the same thing, especially on behalf of the poor and powerless in society. The have-nots, so to speak, as we sometimes refer to. Or those that are don't fit in, or whatever terminology we say. And Proverbs makes an interesting statement. It says that when God's people walk in these ways, it brings joy to towns and cities. Nobody wants to be treated unfairly. I mean, I can remember being treated unfairly at times before in my life. It's not fun. Not only is it not fun, but it's a humbling experience. It can be a harsh experience, especially if somebody's lying about us about something that we never did. And that's why this first aspect, God says throughout Scripture that we are to treat others fairly. The second thing there that I talked about was devoted to kindness. Now, this is that Hebrew word that I've talked about many times, hesed, which often is translated steadfast love, unfailing love, steadfast devotion. Sometimes it's translated, I think in the old King James, it says mercy or merciful, and when we show mercy to people. And one of the characteristics of God in Scripture is that God is full of unfailing love and mercy, because we've been shown that. God has extended that into our lives. And God's unfailing love and mercy is a model and pattern for us as human beings to show kindness and mercy to all, especially to the vulnerable, the weak, the outcasts that is often talked about in Scripture. And this devotion to kindness includes compassion and care for the least among us. How many of you have ever heard of the Matthew 25 principle? Has anybody ever heard of that? The Matthew 25 principle is based on a parable that Jesus tells in Matthew 25, when on the day of judgment, people will stand before him and they will say different things, and Jesus will respond to them in different ways depending on how they treated the least in society, like giving a cup of cold water, clothing, and it goes on and on with several different things that's talked about there. And when this parable gets presented, Jesus says, "Blessed are you, welcome into my Father's kingdom and enjoying all the benefits of it." And they're all like, and Jesus says, "Because when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me." And the people respond in Jesus' parable, "What? Jesus, when did we ever do that to you?" And he goes on to say that when you gave that cup of cold water to somebody, when you gave them food, when you clothed them, when met their needs or whatever, you were doing it unto me. And that whole principle comes out of this right here, God's unfailing love, God's compassion and kindness in all that we do. And then the third thing there is walk humbly with God. Here's some words I think about. Wisely, walk wise, live wisely, carefully, carefully in life. Maybe sometimes restrained or modest or whatever terminology you want to use. Why? Because humility is required for walking with God. Not only do the prophets teach us that and scripture, but Jesus taught us that. He said it over and over again in almost every gospel. If you want to be great, you got to serve. If you want to be exalted, you have to serve and take that humble position. It's the very foundation of wisdom and the way Jesus taught us to live. And if you think about all three of those that you see up there right now, think about those. Treating others fairly is how we devote ourselves to kindness, which is an indicator, or which both are an indicator, that we are walking humbly with God. You know, when I was thinking about this week, I was challenged in my own heart, thinking, Lord, sometimes I may not always treat people fairly, or I might not always be kind or merciful to people at times. And then it raises the question, am I walking humbly with God or arrogantly with God? I was thinking about that. I think, you know, I don't know if you're like that or not, but sometimes God challenges me in those ways, especially in my devotions in the morning and so forth. And that leads me then to this second part of all of this, is making the most of our time, which Paul tells us to do. What is this? It's about seizing the moments in our lives, those significant moments. So, the ancient Greeks and Romans, they perceived a time in two ways. The first one you're familiar with, chronos, which is where we get our term chronology. Time, just regular time. And that is living our lives based on time. I got to be here at 9 a.m. I got to be there at 2 p.m. or so forth and so on. All of these things. But then there's another word that's used throughout, especially the New Testament, that Jesus and the New Testament writers use, and it's kairos. And it means significant time, or a time in a certain period or moment that is significant to God and is important in our lives for us to be attuned to what God is wanting us to do, and so that we're paying attention in those moments, because God may want to use us in those moments for a specific reason. All of this suggests making the most of the moments we have. by living for what is good and what God desires. You know, Jesus lived his whole life this way. I think of the very first story in John chapter 2. Jesus is at the wedding of one of his relatives. His mom's sitting next to him. They run out of wine. And Mary goes, "Jesus, you can fix this, can't you? Come on, you can fix this." I can just imagine her. "It's your cousin, come on." And Jesus goes, "Woman, I don't want to get ahead of my time. Kairos. Because this may not be the moment to show the Father's glory yet." Well, like a good son, I think she might have given him a couple more elbows. You know I'm ad-libbing here. And Jesus does, and we know that famous miracle that's told there. Jesus turned the water into wine. And you know, as I was thinking about how Jesus, and you see those significant places, they just pop up like a sentence in a verse here and there in the Gospels. And as I was thinking about all of this, I started to think perhaps it is as simple as living out Jesus's golden rule. Treat others the way you want them to treat you. And it's interesting, I've known that all my life. Learned it as a kid in Sunday school and VBS. But this week when I was rereading it, I caught the first words, "in everything." In everything. In everything, treat others as you would want them to treat you, for such is the Torah and prophets. In everything. That struck me. Okay. Maybe it's not so simple to live this all out. We can't go to the store and pick up a pack of fairness and throw it into our backpack. We can't throw in some kindness into our backpack. Sorry, Amazon can't deliver us humility. Maybe patience while we're waiting. There are lots of ways to make the most of our time. Treating others fairly, devoting ourselves to kindness, and walking humbly with God. Maybe we can practice justice and fairness by speaking up for the least, or somebody that we know that's being treated unfairly. Or maybe we can be keen on kindness by encouraging those around us that is having a bad week. Or maybe we can humbly walk with God by being thankful. All three take practice, and all three are essential for our backpacks as we journey with God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning, and you can move around a little bit, greet one another, shake a hand or two, and share God's blessing before we close out there with our chorus this morning.
Well, it probably is, so they get used to it.
3:14, if you want to use your hymn books, or you can sing along off the PowerPoint this morning. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wing. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Sing it again. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Well, let's join together there for our benediction in the bulletin. You are not alone. Go standing in God's strength.
We give thanks for God's presence in our lives.
May God bless, defend, and keep us from all evil, now and forevermore. Amen.